Welcome to Leaked, a program about food issues and questions around the community. Join Barry as he chews up the facts and spills the beans on what's happening in the secret life of food.
Hi guys, welcome back to Leaked. So this week is my second to last week of the show. Next week is my last show. And we're going to just talk about being hungry and basically different sensations when you're hungry and mad at the same time. So do you sometimes feel a bit moody when you're hungry or lost the train of thought when it's about near lunchtime, snapped at a friend because you're absolutely just like, all you're thinking is just about food? So this experience is called hangry. So it's basically it's a mixed word with hungry and also angry at the same time. And basically it's been coined since 2015. It's in the Oxford Dictionary. And it's basically a lot of people have been using these, this word to describe their emotion and also their mood. So first of all, we're going to talk about the science of hangry and why some people get grumpy when they're hungry. So for last year, I've been kind of studying about hunger and also satiety, different sensations, and basically we'll just go through the short science of it first. So hunger and satiety are sensations, as we all know. So hunger is basically when we kind of like this time when you need to eat. It's a physiological state. And same as satiety, basically is the absence of hunger and when you're basically feeling full. Appetite is another sensation experienced while eating. It's the desire to eat more food. And there are a lot of theories between hunger and satiety, but we'll go through that a bit later. And basically, it's just like these are governed by like our hormones and also our psychological states. So it really depends on what type of food we ate before and how much are we eating. So sometimes it really depends on the nutrients. So the fat, the protein, and also the carbohydrates. Basically, they affect our blood sugar levels and also just like whether we're deficient on any particular like nutrients. Hormone signals is one of them as well. So, for example, like cortisol, basically that's the stress hormone as well. And it can sometimes like cause us to eat more food or eat less. And also another factor such as liking and also wanting particular food. So like I said before, carbohydrates, proteins, and fats are basically what we usually eat. And basically, like, different ratios or how much we eat kind of determines how hungry we're going to be. So you could have, I don't know, like a Pop-Tart in the morning that's full of sugar. But because there's not a lot of protein and also fats, carbohydrates isn't really a good type of food that keeps you going for a long time. And that's kind of how things work. And then we'll look into like three different studies that's been done on this area. So it's like looking at how hunger affects our decision making, how we kind of show aggression towards other people. I'm going to just play you this short song and I'll be back in a moment.
Your mess is mine. See you in luck be on my side tonight. You're the reason that I feel so strong. The reason that I'm hanging on. You know you gave me all the time. Well, did I keep moving up my mind?
Hold on, darling. This body. This body is yours and mine. Well, hold on, my darling. This mess was yours. Now your mess is mine.
Hey guys, welcome back to Leaked. So today we're going to talk about hunger and how it basically affects our mood and also our different states when we're kind of like just how it changes our way of thinking. So there's been a few studies that's done on how hunger affects our mood, and this is one of them, and it's titled Low Glucose Level Relates to Greater Aggression in Married Couples. So this study was done in 2014, and it's basically looking at the glucose level and also how people are more aggressive to their partners. And it's like, according to the study, according to a lot of theories, when you have low glucose level, it's actually like you have low self-control. And generally high self-control suppresses like aggression and also impulses. And because it requires a lot of energy, is that when we don't have that type of fuel to go on, people become more aggressive. So basically, these bunch of researchers are just saying, like, how does the couple interact with each other? And just basically saying, like, what happens when they have low glucose level. So they followed 107 married couples over 21 days. And the way that they measured about aggression was basically measuring their glucose level. So this, like, glucose meter. Basically, you prick your finger and it tells you, like, how much glucose is in your blood. And also, they gave them a voodoo doll. So they gave them up to 51 pins. And basically, it's just like when you feel a bit angry towards your partner, basically, you just put how many pins you want to put on the voodoo doll. And basically, every night, they just kind of write down how many pins they put into that voodoo doll. And it's kind of quite interesting, and it's kind of funny just seeing how it works. And there's been another way of doing this as well. So that's basically what happened for 21 days. So for 21 nights, they basically just write down about how many pins they put into this doll. And then another one is just playing this really short game. So basically, it's a win or lose game. So whenever a partner loses, the winning partner can basically blast any music through the headphones. And basically, it's just like from no sound to very loud. And basically, they measure the blood glucose level before and after. And basically, they were just saying, it's just like if you have low glucose level, it's very likely that your aggression is much more higher and you're likely to have less self-control. So, but they basically did this, and it's actually quite an interesting read. Basically, they were just saying that self-control is not a limited resource, and people require a lot of energy and uses it up for self-control. And basically, it depletes, and it's called an effect called the ego depletion. So from basically it's just like from these studies and basically like what I can see, it's basically just if you're feeling a bit angry, maybe just like give them a can of Coke and have some lollies and you'll feel a lot better. But from the results, basically it's saying that having lower evening glucose levels correlated with stabbing the voodoo doll a lot more, and also people with low glucose level had much more higher aggressive impulses. However, the average evening glucose didn't really, so it's like the aggression didn't really affect people having sex, really. It's basically just saying relationship satisfaction and also sex are unrelated. So even if the people are not happy with each other, sex still goes on, which is kind of interesting. And when they were doing the experiment about blasting like sound and also noise against each other, as it turns out, actually there wasn't basically with lower glucose levels, you actually tend to blast them a bit longer and the noise are a bit more intense. So I guess this is kind of really cool. And it's basically the first time that they've ever actually done this at home. Usually when they do these experiments, they actually do this in the lab. So it's like kind of reliable and it's kind of like funny, really. Okay, I'm going to be back in a moment. I'm going to play the short song.
Why do you go wasting your time on me? You're so beautiful now. There's so much that's left for you now. Smile.
guys, welcome back to Leaked. So this week we talk about hungry, hangry. So it's a mix between hungry and also being angry. And there's been different studies showing that there's a correlation. It's just like when you're hungry, you get a bit mad, more aggressive. And also you're not in your best self. And then, so previously we talked about couples being basically aggressive to each other when their glucose levels are a bit lower. And in this study that's done in 2011, so this is done a bit before, so as it turns out that sweetened blood cools hot tempers, and it's looking at the physiological self-control and aggression. So there are many causes, essentially, of aggression and violence, including frustration, alcoholic intoxication, violence in the media, weapons, hot temperatures, loud noises, basically a lot of reasons. But they boil down to there are a bit of just looking into self-control, really. So they looked into self-control just like the previous experiment, and they've done this group of researchers did four separate studies and basically seeing if there's a correlation between these effects. So like they said, like the previous study that they looked at, they believe that self-control takes a lot of energy, and generally that energy comes from glucose. And glucose is basically a chemical nutrient that's coming from carbohydrates, and then it's converted into sugar, and it goes into the blood and also the brain. And funnily enough, the brain actually runs on glucose. So it's like one of these good nutrients that we should not take out. And basically, they believe that there's a link between low glucose is linked to poor performance and also poor self-control, which kind of makes sense, just the same one as before. And basically, in the first study, they kind of replicated about the noise blasting and also the game that was played in the previous study. So they basically, it's just like you win or lose. So when you win, you get to blast the other person with loud noises, and or you don't need to blast any noise at all. And basically they gave them a placebo beverage, so basically a lemon juice without any sugar, and then another one which is lemon juice with some glucose. And then from what they can see, people with the lemonade with glucose, it's actually like much more calmer and much more nicer, while the other one just basically blasted a lot louder and actually had an aggressive behavior during the whole experiment. So that was the first study. And yet in the second study, they looked at, is there a correlation between self-control and also diabetes? Because like diabetes are kind of like an illness where people can't really regulate their glucose levels, so either it's a bit too high or a bit too low. And they basically did a few surveys, and they could see a little correlation with aggression as well. But more studies obviously needs to be done. It's like, this is not just that. And basically, they, like I said before, they kind of could find a link, well, not a link, sorry, a correlation, but they need to have further studies. And then for a third study, they looked at the diabetic rates and also violent crimes in the 50 states of in the US, and they kind of could see there is a little trend. However, when they were comparing diabetes and also like the violent crimes in the states of the US, they kind of compared it with income as well. So it's quite similar. So it's not just about diabetes and also violence. So so we have to really be careful about like these different types of studies. And in another study, they basically compared some basically violent crimes and also people that's deficient on glucose 6-phosphate dehydrogenase. So that's basically a thing that processes glucose in the body. And they could kind of see there is a little trend, but it's just like maybe it's not, but more further study needs to be done. But I thought this was quite interesting, though. Apparently, police in the UK sometimes give out lollipops in the middle of the night to drunken club goers, and generally it really calms them down. And basically, it reduces drunken, aggressive, and mob violence, and also violent behaviours. So maybe we should start introducing that into our ways of to stop violence, maybe just giving people some sweets, and I think it will cool everything down. Cool, I'm going to play you this short song, and I'll be back in a moment. Guys, welcome back to Leaked. So today we talk about hungry, so a mix between hungry and also being angry. And for this final study, that was, I thought this was kind of funny. They looked at a measurement between basically judge rulings and also the time of their lunch. So basically, this was a very quick study. A group of Princeton researchers basically just measured a group of judges for over 50 days. And in short, basically, it's just like judges that had lunch that was a bit late, so around 2 o'clock rather than at 12, their rulings or their basically their judgment or whatever you call it, basically just imposed stricter and also much more harsher penalties, or basically it's just like, it's just much more harsher when compared to not being hungry. So when they're kind of like 8 or after lunch, they actually tend to have much more lighter rulings. So in general, that was kind of like this episode. We're just talking about like how being hungry affects our mood. Obviously, there's a lot of reason how it affects our moods, depending on like, I don't know, the weather, who we're hanging out with, and what type of food we're eating. But from the short amount of studies that I was like reading through, it was actually quite funny. So there's probably a little correlation between glucose and also aggression, and probably if we're a bit angry or just like when we're frustrated, maybe having a can of Coke or having some jelly beans may actually just make you feel a lot better. So yeah, just like looking at the whole hunger and satiety, maybe glucose is the answer to some of the most hardest questions, or it's just like when we're tired and frustrated, having a can of Coke would be the best. That's all I have for today, and this is the second to last episode, and next week is my last episode, and I can't wait to see you guys. Okay, bye.
Thank you for listening to Leaked, the program about food news around the community. If you missed this program or want to hear it again, check out planetaudio.org.nz/leaked. That's L-E-E-K-E-D. Streaming now on planetaudio.org.nz.
Ever wondered what's really in our food, or have questions about food but don't know who to ask? Hi, I'm Barry. I'll be answering these questions on Leaked. Come join me on Wednesdays, 9:25 p.m. on 104.6 Planet FM, or listen anytime on planetaudio.org.nz/leaked. L-E-E-K-E-D.
The Holy Archdiocese of New Zealand of the Ecumenical Patriarchate presents In the Narthex with Father Paul Patitsis. Join him as he shares with us the ancient apostolic faith of the Christian Greek Orthodox Church. Friday afternoons from 3:15 or anytime online. planetaudio.org.nz/InTheNarthex.
Ian Ferguson here to talk about families and the sad fact that many men are making life hell for their women and kids. You may not get any gold medals for being a champion partner and father, but you will win love and support. But to get it, you've got to give it. Praise, not abuse. Love, not beatings. There are anger management courses for men and all sorts of help for abusers. It takes courage to change, but you'll be the winner. Talk to Citizens Advice Bureau. They'll put you in touch. Don't strike out.
Barry will be back next Wednesday at 9:25 with more fascinating facts and figures about the mysterious side of food science. In the land of DIY, you can do it yourself on the radio. If you want to make a radio show, apply by completing the form on our website, planetaudio.org.nz/make-radio. It's almost 10 o'clock, time for Ireland Calling with Oliver Lee.